Today, I wanted to talk about something I've always been passionate about, and that's taking care of your mental health. Mental health is a relatively newer health concern, and I'd say since the age of social media, it's been talked about a lot more. And I'm really glad it has been because it's so important. So I'm going to be discussing the ways that I try to take care of my mental health, although I'm sure you guys have heard of some ways that you could take care of your mental health, and you could also look it up. There's a lot of stuff on the internet, but these are the things that have helped me personally, and I thought I'd share them with you guys. But before I begin, let's start with a general definition of what mental health is, just so we can be on the same page. Okay, so I have my laptop pulled up here, and according to the World Health Organization, mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with the stresses of life, realize their abilities, learn well and work well, and contribute to their community. I feel like because life can get so busy and we can tend to get caught up in all the responsibilities we have, it can be hard to step back from everything, to pull yourself out of the flow of your life, and just take a breather. But it's really important to do that, I think, in order for us to check in with ourselves, because the last thing you want is to take care of so many other things but yourself and to neglect your own health. So I encourage those who are listening, if you live a busy life or you're juggling many things, to try and find time to step away from everything and give yourself a break. We need to take care of our mental health in order to function, to be happy, to be there for others and for ourselves. And there are lots of ways to do this, but here are some of the ways I try to do this. And if you haven't already heard any of these things, hopefully it helps. Okay, I'm gonna start with an obvious one, but it's to limit your time spent on social media. So for me, I have time limits for each app that I use, and this is because if I'm, for example, scrolling on YouTube, I can easily forget how much time I've spent on it. So having a time limit set just kicks me out of the app, and I remember to do something else. But for the most part, it's helped me a lot. Or even moving the app so that they don't show up on your home screen can help. And by me not seeing it, every time I open my phone, I'm not as tempted to click on one of the apps. But I'm sure you guys know why consuming too much social media is bad for you, so I'm not gonna get into that. But yeah, trying to limit your time spent on social media will definitely help your mental health. And if you're missing anyone or wanting to see what your friends or family are up to, I recommend just shooting them a text or calling them instead. And I feel like that creates a more intimate and genuine connection with them. But it can be really easy to be on social media for hours on end. But once I started limiting my social media time, I've started feeling less depressed, less anxious, and more motivated. So limit your time on social media, and you'll feel the effects of it. Okay, my next one is to exercise more. I've been trying to exercise more at home lately, whether that's weightlifting or doing yoga, and I like taking walks outside around my neighborhood. And there's never been a time where I regretted exercising. I heard from somewhere that it's always before you work out where you feel very unmotivated and even dread to go. But as soon as you finish a workout, no one ever says, "Man, I wish I didn't work out." So there's always a benefit to working out, whatever that is, as long as you have fun doing it. But working out just makes me feel more present, more grounded, and it just helps with mental clarity and focus. But it brings me back to the here and now, especially if I've been in my head all day, or if I've been overthinking or anxious about something. I'm gonna actually read to you guys what I found on the internet about how exercise improves your mental health. So I found this from the National Library of Medicine, and according to them, exercise improves mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative mood, and by improving self-esteem and cognitive function. And then it goes on to explain all of the benefits of exercising. But yeah, even if it's like a 10-minute walk in your neighborhood, or like learning a dance, doing yoga, Pilates, biking outside, going on a trail walk, walking your dogs, just getting yourself to move around will make you feel 10 times better. My boyfriend likes to run, and I'm always so impressed by that because I have a really hard time running, but he motivates and encourages me to exercise as well, and honestly, I don't think I'd be as motivated to exercise if it wasn't for him. So being around people who also love to exercise is really beneficial, I think, and just makes you a lot more motivated, especially if they can help to keep you accountable. But yeah, the next time you feel low, I encourage you guys to exercise. Okay, next is journaling. For me, it means both writing in a journal and speaking out loud, recording yourself. So what I sometimes like to do is open my voice memos on my phone and record myself speak for however long, but I like to brain dump and just get all of my thoughts out there. And once I finish speaking, I stop recording and I feel so much better, especially if there's a lot going on in my head and I don't want to take the time to pause every time I have to think about what I'm about to write down. So recording yourself is a great way to just spill everything that's on your mind without editing it. Whereas when I'm writing, I tend to sift through my thoughts a bit so that it's more cohesive on paper. So recording myself is extremely helpful, but also journaling is good too. But when you have days where you feel overwhelmed or anxious, try to write everything down without editing anything or thinking too deeply about what you want to write down. Try to let your hand just move about the page, even if the sentences aren't grammatically correct, etc. As long as you can get everything out from your head onto the page. And when I tend to do this, I just feel like a weight has been lifted from my shoulders, and I no longer just feel heavy. And you can even make it fun as well. So finding cute journals, finding the right pens, personalizing it to what you like can make the experience fun. Okay, next is set boundaries. I learned that by setting boundaries, I'm able to protect my own peace and not be bothered by negative energy around me. And this can mean a lot of things. For me, it's letting in only those who actually care about me and want what's best for me. It's also establishing a healthy work-life balance. I've had experiences where I felt like I never had time for myself, and I put so much of my time and energy into work rather than my personal life. It can also be setting a time at night where you turn all notifications off. So no more emails, no text messages, no notifications, so you just get time for yourself and your loved ones. And also, setting boundaries to me means saying no. It can sometimes be hard to remember that it's okay to say no to things, and if you don't feel comfortable or don't have the energy to do something, then it's okay to say no. Be clear to people about what you want and what your boundaries are. It's not selfish to take care of your own well-being, and if people get upset at you for establishing your boundaries, then they're the wrong people in your life. But yeah, setting boundaries is really important. Next is talk to people about what's on your mind. When I was younger, I used to bottle a lot of the things that would bother me and just hope that it would go away. But when you do this, you accumulate a lot of negative energy in your body, and one day you're just bound to explode. But when you keep things in, you progressively become more and more negative yourself, and you don't want to carry all that burden in you. So I've learned to always share what bothers me. I talk it out with other people, get their advice, and I just feel lighter and more supported. You feel more supported and seen when you share what's on your mind with other people. Okay, my next one is to read. And it can be anything. It could be comic books, magazines, fiction, nonfiction. But not only do my eyes get a break from staring at a screen, I'm learning new things, and my brain gets to absorb a lot of information. So you get that mental stimulation from reading. And I also find that I tend to communicate better when I read more, as well as remember things better. I don't know how exactly that works, but I find that that's what happens. I love reading fiction and fantasy, and one of my favorite authors of all time is Sarah J. Maas, and it allows my brain to expand its imagination, so sometimes I feel like a kid again, and I really love that feeling when I read fantasy. But yeah, reading any book would definitely help your mental health. And just so we can get the facts straight, here are some of the reasons why, according to the internet, reading is good for you. So this is from Cornerstone University, and one of the reasons is reading helps with empathy. And here it explains, empathy is an important character trait that people can develop. When people read stories about other people's lives, it helps them develop the skills to understand the world through another person's perspective. This is a key element in being empathetic toward others. Okay, number two, it says, reading reduces stress and helps you sleep. Life can be stressful, especially with busy or challenging work and school schedules. It says, it's hard to escape the feeling of stress and anxiety from a hectic lifestyle. Fortunately, reading can actually help lower stress levels. Not only that, but it can also help you sleep better at night. The next reason is, reading grows your vocabulary. It says, if you want to have an impressive vocabulary, pick up a book. And four, it says, reading can help improve your mood. It may seem unlikely, it says, but reading can actually make you feel happier. There are a variety of reasons that this is true. Literature and society reminds people of activities and occupations they once pursued, or knowledge and skills they still possess, helping to restore their sense of having a place and purpose in the world. And there are other reasons on this website, but I won't go into all of them. But yeah, reading is really good for you, and for those who don't enjoy reading, I encourage you to find a genre that interests you most. Because, and this is something I've heard from someone before, but reading is like listening to music. You're not gonna like all the music that there is, and with reading, you're not gonna like all of the genres and books. But there is a specific genre and specific book or book series that you will eventually like. So, same applies to music. So yeah, reading's good for you, and it'll help your mental health. Okay, the next way I try to take care of my mental health is to go to bed at the same time every night. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I'm still working on trying to sleep at the same time every night, but every time I do, I always feel so much better somehow. But this also means that you will wake up at the same time every morning. And getting in the habit of establishing a nighttime routine will just make you feel more organized. I feel less sluggish and more on top of things. But I'm going to make an episode in the future about establishing healthy habits, so I won't go too deep into this. But yeah, try to sleep at the same time every night, and you'll just feel like your life is more organized. It'll make you feel more in control of your life. And for someone like me who can easily get distracted by things, it's important that I establish a routine every night so that I can feel more organized and less all over the place. And finally, do something that brings you true joy. I find that when I engage in something that genuinely makes me so happy, for instance, reading really makes me happy, watching my favorite childhood movies, spending time with my family, singing and making music, and when my life gets more busy, and I have a lot of responsibilities to do, doing any of these things just feels like a reset in my life. I feel more in tune with myself, and I feel like I get to take care of myself. It's like taking care of your inner child. You don't want to neglect that part of yourself, because it's easy to get carried away with adult things in life. Having to work, paying bills, writing emails. But don't forget to also acknowledge your inner child. Make sure that you always feel fulfilled in your heart. And I don't mean to do things that make you happy temporarily. I mean do things that truly make you happy from the inside out. This kind of happiness doesn't wear out. It's not those temporary highs. It's the happiness that courses through you and lasts forever. Do more of those things. I always feel so much happier when I do that. And yeah, that's all I had on my list. I hoped that helped someone or helped remind you to not neglect your mental health. It's so important, and with a lot of stressors in life, it's all we can do to make ourselves feel better. But that's all I have for you guys, and stay tuned for my next episode where we will talk about healthy habits. And take care of yourselves, have a wonderful day, I will see you again soon.